أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون صدق الله العظيم. The last few ayats described Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending two and then reinforcing the two with the third messenger to the people of the city, which the Quran speaks about Qarya. Some have said it was in Taqiya, and the people disbelieved in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here continues the incident and the story, and Allah says, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. A man from the furthest portion of the city had come, يَسْعَى, running or hurriedly. The word يَسْعَى is also used when a person walks with some objective in mind, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He addresses us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha nudiya lis salah fas'au ila dhikrillah. When the adhan of the Jumu'ah is called out, then hasten, walk with a degree of concern for the dhikr, or towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the dhikr of Allah as your objective. So here also it could mean either he walked or he ran. He was in a state of being hasty in going towards a particular object. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the objective that he had hastened towards, addressing his people and saying, O my people, اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, follow the messengers. In other words, obey them, listen to what they are saying. Who this person was, the Quran Kareem does not tell us his name, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not divulge his identity. But in some riwayat, some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that his name was Habib, and he was a carpenter, so he was known as Habib al-Najjar. This Habib al-Najjar, in certain narrations it comes that for 70 years he suffered from leprosy. 70 years he worshipped his idols, he prayed to them, asking them to cure him from this leprosy, but obviously nothing would happen. Then these messengers had come, he met these messengers, and they invited him towards Allah, and he stated his condition. So these messengers made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in certain narrations they told him to also make dua, and he made dua to Allah, or they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after 70 years he was cured from that leprosy. And when he saw this great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this qudrat of Allah in comparison to his idols made of stone and wood, etc., that did not respond for 70 years, he brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously he began to follow these messengers, and he became a perfect mu'min and a perfect believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he heard that his people had threatened these messengers, and according to some narrations, they had already began to become hostile against the messengers, then he came out of his city, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, out of his home, and he said to them that follow these messengers, اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا, follow those people who do not ask you any form of remuneration, no wage in return, وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, and they themselves are rightly guided. So why do you not follow such people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon you? Now this Habib al-Najjar, it comes in certain narrations that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Makkah Mukarramah, but there were three people before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the declaration of his nubuwat And before he invited people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three people had brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam before the advent of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One is very famously known, and that is Waraqa bin Nawfal, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come with the verses of Iqra, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not charge him with the duty of inviting towards Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not charge him to call people towards iman. Waraqa bin Nawfal declared his iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is known. The other two, one was Habib al-Najjar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in these ayat, these verses. And the third was one of the kings of Tubba. Tubba is a title that was given to the kings of Yemen of those days. There was one amongst them that was pious, and he traveled the land, and he came to Medina Munawwara. And when he came to Medina Munawwara, he traveled with many scholars of the scriptures of the past. And they, just in coming to Medina Munawwara, they had realized by the signs that were in the kitabs of the past that Medina Munawwara is the Darul Hijra of the last Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They informed him about it, and they also asked leave that they remain in Medina Munawwara. He gave them the leave to remain in Medina Munawwara, and he wrote a letter, and in that letter he made the declaration of iman on our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The other aspect we find also in the ahadith was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself said that in mankind there were only three siddiqs. One siddiq we know, whom we call Siddiq Akbar, the greatest of all the truthful servants of Allah, and that is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The other siddiq that comes is Habib al-Najjar, the same person that we speak about here, that he brought iman without hesitating in these messengers, and then he remained firm on his deen and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third was a person by the name of Shama'an. Shama'an was that person that was from the family of Fir'aun. And when Fir'aun made the declaration that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam should be arrested and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam should be killed, he came out of the courts of Fir'aun and he warned Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Very similar words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, that he had come out hastily to warn Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he was the very same person about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانًا, that he had come out and he made it very clear that do you want to kill a person solely because he had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So hence these were the three siddiq that had come in mankind, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Shama'an and Habib al-Najjar. So he goes on and he explains to his people, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and why should I not worship that being, that Allah, that Zat who had created me? And secondly, وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and to him you all going to be returned. Two reasons we should be worshipping Allah. One simple reason is because Allah is Allah. The second reason is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered us with innumerable favors, and why should we not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنُ بِضُرِّ لَا تُغْنِي عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ, then should I take to worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any god, any idol, any deity? That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, desires any harm, any difficulty upon me, then the intercession of these idols will not benefit me in the slightest, but وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ, and they will not be able to save me. And hence, he begins to give the logical reasons why we should not be worshipping idols and why his people should not be worshipping these idols. Inni idhal lafi dhalalim mubin. Then certainly I would also be from amongst those who are in manifest error. Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. He makes the declaration of his iman that certainly I have brought iman in your Rabb, in your sustainer, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasma'uni, and then listen to me. I'm giving you this beautiful invitation, accept this invitation. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates this incident, and again we read Surah Yasin every morning, and some of us may be reading it every night, and some of us may be reading it 40 and 41 times at the times of difficulty. One is the reading, and undoubtedly there is a great amount of reward and it is meritorious. But look at this message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us on a daily basis. And this is a very simple message that we need to invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to remind people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time on a daily basis. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.